Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration told the Benton Harbor area schools that the high school there needed to close or the district might have to be dissolved because of growing debt. Local leaders and residents are against that plan. Benton Harbor officials met with state officials Wednesday in Lansing. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer has been following this story. Hi, Dustin.
Hello, Doug.
Before we get into that meeting in Lansing, remind us of how we got to the point where the state's talking about closing the high school or dissolving the entire district in Benton Harbor.
Well, it's a long story, but basically the most recent stuff has just been the story of a lot of school districts. Enrollment has been declining. That means that funding has been going down. Benton Harbor is one of those school districts that had an emergency manager for years, so the state has been involved in the finances. And right now the state says Benton Harbor Schools is $18.4 million in debt, and the district could run out of money by 2020.
You and I spoke after a public hearing in Benton Harbor last week. Governor Whitmer and other state officials were there to listen to complaints about the plan. This week, Benton Harbor officials went to Lansing, held a small demonstration on Tuesday, and then met with state officials on Wednesday. What was the purpose of that meeting?
They're just trying to get on the same page. I mean, they're just so far apart right now. The Whitmer administration says the high school has to close. The school board is united, fully united against closing the high school, and so is the community. The governor's office says they need a plan by today or the district could be in trouble. And we don't know exactly what happened in the meetings this week, but we do know that a big part of it is just discussing what to do about the debt. And the district and a lot of people in the city say the state should just forgive the debt. State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks did say last week that a big chunk of the debt could be wiped away.
The amount of emergency loans, which is a direct state loan to the district, is approximately between $10 and $11 million. That is the amount in terms of transition assistance that I know the governor and her team have had with the legislature to assist the school district through this transitional period.
So if you caught that there, she does say the legislature would need to approve it. And the big catch from the Whitmer administration is they say the district needs to sign on to their plan before she'll go to the legislature to ask for that debt to be forgiven.
Benton Harbor officials say they do have a plan that would make it possible to keep the high school open. Have they made any of the specifics of that plan public?
Not a lot of the specifics. They held a special meeting on Monday. They handed out a 3-page open letter to the governor. They say they have a more detailed plan, but even the governor's spokeswoman on Wednesday after their meeting called it an outline of a plan, not a real plan. They say they want to recruit new teachers, to pay teachers more. They've moved to refinance the debt so that the debt service payments won't be so high. Here's Joseph Taylor. He's vice president of the Benton Harbor Area Schools Board.
We already refinanced those debts last week, and we're just waiting on approval from the Department of Treasury, so that'll be a $300,000 savings.
And what we haven't heard is whether Treasury will actually approve that refinancing and what kind of difference it would make in the overall budget picture. That's one of the things that we're still waiting to find out.
And Dustin, what about the students? Where do they fit into all of this?
Well, they're kind of caught in the middle. If the high school closes, the kids in the high school would be sent to neighboring districts. And Benton Harbor High School is a mostly black school. All of the other area schools are mostly white. So there's a lot of parents and students who say they're kind of afraid of how these kids will be greeted and treated in those other districts. But if the high school doesn't close and it stays open, the school district still has to figure out a way to keep families at the high school. The state says 64% of the kids who live in Benton Harbor don't go to Benton Harbor schools. So if the enrollment keeps dropping and that problem doesn't get solved, the district won't have the money to continue much longer anyway.
Well, Dustin, there is another meeting today at noon. And what else is coming up in this process?
Currently, the Benton Harbor Area Schools has an agreement with the state, a cooperative agreement with the state that gives the state a little bit of oversight over the district. And that agreement is set to expire at the end of the month. And I think a lot of the pressure to get a deal done now is because the state realizes once that agreement goes away, the state really has no leverage over the district other than closing the district all the way. So part of it is just to get something done, something solved before that agreement expires. After that, you know, we'll see. The governor says if they can't reach a deal that dissolving the district is on the table. I don't think anyone wants that, but the governor's office says it's a possibility.
That's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thanks.
Thank you, Doug.